Hello, hello. Welcome to the Bro Detection Hotline. Today I'm here with
me.
So we got two today. I'm pretty sure that our boy Smart Tech Fridge or whatever the fuck it was is gone forever and never coming back. So can we get some respect for him, please? Thank you.
Cool. So today we have some interesting topics. We're going to kick it off with some fears. What do you guys fear the most?
Getting trapped in an elevator.
Oh, we're doing simple shit. I was going to say fucking death and abandonment.
Ooh, that one's spooky.
Yeah. Also, my uncle under my bed. Oh.
I have to go with the classic, and it's got to be heights for me.
Damn, y'all going for that, like, minor shit. All right, I see you.
Obviously everyone does fear death. Like, even if you say you don't, like, there's a tiny bit of fear for death.
But I mean, it comes down to a fear of the unknown.
Yeah. Exactly. So, like if I'm at the moment where there's a gun pointing to my head, I'm like, damn, okay, this is kind of spooky. I could live or I could die. Let's see how it goes.
But one's better than the other.
Exactly. But, like, it's not like one of those fears where, like, I'm always scared that I could die at any moment. But with heights, though.
I think my fear of death is actually more of, like, a fear of time. And, like, you get what I'm trying to say, right?
Uh-huh.
I think that's what roots mine.
Like, you fear that no matter what, you would die?
Yeah. I mean, unless you know, some magical shit happens and suddenly I become a god. So, you know, there's always help out there.
Yeah, I guess. Deontay, have you always had that fear of getting stuck in an elevator, or?
No. It just happened, like, I don't know, 5 years ago.
Have you ever gotten stuck in an elevator?
No, it's just the idea of it and terrifies me. I don't like elevators. If I ever live in an apartment where there's a you can take an elevator or stairs. I'm taking the stairs. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess
if we bring the question of balls into this, though.
I feel like for me, like, I know I've gone on, like, a bunch of roller coasters and shit, but because there's always that tiny bit of fear, like, oh shit, maybe this thing just stays at the top and it won't come down. Like when we went to Knott's Berry Farm.
Supreme Scream.
There was that one moment where, like, I wasn't scared at it, like, for the whole thing. But right when we were at the top and we were waiting for it to drop, it took so long. And I'm like, okay, I know it's coming. And then it just, like, randomly happens. But
yeah.
But, like,
I timed my last words wrong.
Huh?
Do you remember how I timed my last words wrong? We're not going to talk about what my last words were. But
mom's spaghetti?
Yeah, it was mom's spaghetti. But I remember I timed it wrong, and I started right as it started, like 2 seconds before it started dropping, so it started dropping in the middle of me talking.
Yeah, and dude, the thing about that, like, I did tear up, but I didn't want to tear up. The fucking ride made me tear up. Did you
pussy
feel that too? No, dude. Like, I don't know what it was, but, like the wind just kept getting in. It was the wind, man. It was the wind.
It was.
That's what they all say.
That's what they all say. They're just a little pussy, Mikey.
No, it was the wind.
Sounds like something a pussy would say.
You want to bring it there? during the line. During
okay,
the line.
Okay, you know what? We're not going to talk about this. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. You're not a pussy. You're the big man. Yeah. You're the big man here. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, we don't talk about what happened there.
Hey, Deontay, you don't know what happened. So basically,
you win. Okay, we don't talk about what happened there. We can leave it up to everyone's imagination. We can tell Deontay later.
Dude. Wait, so you don't remember?
Deontay doesn't like, need to little... know until after pasta's done.
No. I'm not talking about that. But don't you remember what else happened? And you you would like blackmail me or something, like to not tell anyone about that.
Yeah. So we're gonna keep that, and we're not gonna talk about either of those. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
We're good.
Well, Deontay just left, so no one's telling him.
just title this podcast a fucking century long blackmail.
What? What?
You're autistic.
Okay. So do you have like any other fears of anything? Or is it just death?
Blackmail.
That's funny. He's back.
Yeah, I wonder when Deontay's gonna come back. Ew.
There he is. Deontay, do you have any other fears? Or are you just scared of elevators because you're
a pussy? Yeah, imagine being, I'm enough of a pussy to be scared of fucking elevators of all things. Holy shit. What a fucking bitch. Like you could be scared of the imminent death of the universe and fucking elevators.
Okay, Mikey, tell me the thing about Jesse.
Listen. There are some things that need to stay in the past. This is one of those things.
I agree with that.
This is something that should not come to light. Especially not on something that can be referenced back to in the future.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh.
Okay, so Deontay, you don't have any other fears besides being a pussy about
what about police? I think some of your...
I'm actually... You don't.
I like how you were criticizing me yesterday or last podcast for wanting to say something.
Listen, man, Deontay. If I was you, I would be fucking terrified of the police. I mean, the police have already fucking gone after me, and if I was one of you, I would have been gone.
One of you.
Why would you say it like that? Oh my god!
To make it
god.
Sound as racist as possible, honestly, maybe you should cut that out.
I was kind of hoping he would take one of your.
Yeah, one of your kind, Deontay.
Oh my god.
There's, it's just interesting. The balls. Listen.
To be honest, okay. So, obviously, the stereotype of, police always, I was going to say something bad. Police always, like, are more brutal to,
They shoot black people. They'll accidentally shoot an entire black family while they're aiming at a cockroach. It's incredible.
But like, I'm not defending it. But like, I personally have never met a cop like a mean cop.
That's because we live here. There really aren't any mean cops here.
Let me tell you guys something.
Well, at least my experiences.
Bro, if you haven't been fucking pursued by a police officer when you were, like, 7 years old, you haven't lived.
You have to be seven.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the only time I've been, like, I've not been, like, scared or feared a cop, but, like, have been, like, pushed in a like in a not normal way by a cop would have been the time when I was in LA and the guy, like the cop literally told me to put my hands behind my back, even though I literally was doing nothing because my mom's cousin or whatever was running.
Was going sicko mode in the car.
Oh, I think I remember. You told the story last
time. Yeah, I did. I know we were supposed to talk about something that we didn't talk about last time. Was it?
Wait a second.
No, it was. I think it had to do with.
God.
No, it had to do with someone's birthday party. Fine. It was either yours or Jesse's.
What do you say?
Okay, well, I don't remember.
Balls!
Oh my god!
Listen, boys.
You wanna tell us something, Jesse?
I wanna start off by saying I'm not gay, but. But.
Not racist. But...
$5 okay. is $5. That's almost.
let's get into our next topic.
Balls.
Let's talk about conspiracy. No. You say balls one more time, and I'm gonna stay, and I'm gonna blackmail the hell out of you. Okay.
Okay. You know what? You know what? Fine.
I'll be able to blackmail.
Fine. You know, it kind of seems like you're not my real friend since you're blackmailing me. That's all.
Why are you so mad?
I'm just saying you can blackmail me back too.
I kind of can. It's like we're both holding like a fucking Nerf gun with a real bullet to each other's head.
Nerf gun with a real bullet.
No, it's a Nerf bullet with a thumbtack.
Oh yeah, that's what it is. It's gonna hurt like hell.
New party idea.
Deontay, do you remember when we played Russian roulette with a Nerf gun?
Yeah, and we tried to find the most like painful.
Yeah, it actually really hurt.
It did.
Oh my god, remember the Nerf
battle? Oh! Bro, remember us shooting my little brother?
I remember me and Deontay teamed up against you.
Oh yeah, I remember that too. That was unfortunate. I ran out of bullets.
I'm pretty sure I caught you trying to run around the whole house.
We were like running around everywhere.
We were.
I'm pretty sure I did a classic Mexican thing and jumped over.
Oh
the
yeah,
fence.
You did.
The classic.
A classic.
Oh yeah. Classic. Bro, as soon as I need to like stock up on some fucking Nerf guns. Like, okay, so my dad's house has this massive ass backyard. Bro, the amount of people I could shoot back there.
Hold on.
I didn't ever say it was with Nerf bullets either.
Dude, I remember I don't know. I think I went to his your house because we were gonna play Smash Bros or something, or I think it was when I went to your first or your 14th birthday party, like the first time we went.
Bro,
to Boomers, and I remember,
huh? I'm honestly considering breaking quarantine law right now, bro.
No, but I remember we went to your house, me, you, and Deontay, and I think it was that day, but I remember like. You went outside to go grab your bow and arrow or something, and then you came back in through the dog door.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was impressive.
You, like, you were able to fit, like, a giant-ass bow and arrow through there as well.
Yeah. It's kind of just, like, my cool thing.
Yes.
Honestly, I think there's, like, some pretty cool stuff to that.
What, that you own a dog door?
I don't anymore, though.
Dude, imagine putting a door inside a door.
What if we put a door inside a door inside a door?
That's for, like,
that'd be mouse. Funny, I think.
That's for the little gremlin that moves in from time to time.
Let's talk about conspiracy theories.
What are those?
Your dad.
I.
So I have a list of shit that I took off a website.
Crazy.
And let's talk about the first one. Moon landing fake.
That's fucking bullshit, dude. It's obviously fucking real. You know, motherfuckers will see like one fucking like blurred picture of Siren Head and be like, oh shit, that's real. Fucking HD high res picture of astronaut on the moon. Oh, I don't know, man.
Okay, then explain the flag waving. I thought there was no wind in space.
They were blowing on it.
They have helmets.
I know, that was the joke.
My kid, oh, make yourself clear.
My kid, it seems like you're a moon landing denier. Oh, what? Are you? Huh? I'm honestly speaking facts right now. I just don't think you understand.
Yes. Where do you guys think Amelia Earhart
come?
The ground.
Gulag. You think that bitch?
That bitch went to the gulag.
Where do you think she actually went? Do you guys think she crashed? Do you guys think she fell on an island and died by an Indian tribe because they all wanted food? Or do you guys think that she just faked her own death and now she's a single mom and ex always asks people for the manager?
She just crashed.
I don't know. Amelia Earhart seems like the bitch that would always ask for the manager.
There's something that couldn't be more accurate than that.
Nah, bro. Amelia Earhart, she seems like the type to lose her heart in the sky. I think that's what happened to her.
I hate you.
That's all I'm gonna say, bro. Honestly, though, like, bro, your conspiracies are fucking garbage, Mikey. Get some better ones.
You bitch. Okay, you look up conspiracy.
I don't need to look them up. I can make them on my own.
Okay, do it then.
Yes, honestly, the whole point of conspiracy theories, we're just like looking at like,
Karens aren't real. They're made by the government.
Do you guys think that like Karens just spawn at 3 a.m. at night with two kids and they like, and they like regenerate for an hour, then head to the nearest McDonald's and yell at the manager?
I've never met a girl named
Karen. There's no such thing as a child named Karen. They spawn at 42 years old.
You're gonna have to cut something out. I said someone's name without thinking.
I didn't even hear it, so we're gonna have to cut anything out.
Okay, good.
In reality, though, I honestly think that my balls are balls, and ball sack and a ball sack, and oh yeah, balls.
What?
I don't know.
Listen, man, we're gonna run out of topics to talk about, so why don't we just talk about topics?
Let's talk about topics, okay?
Wow, well, yeah, I like talking about the topics.
Topics are difficult, man.
Yeah.
What are topics? What is the definition?
Fucking look it up, dumbass.
Define... Can you fucking imagine? You're like you're being interviewed. Like, sir, how many copies of this game have you made? I don't know. Look it up, bitch. God damn. Jeez, I'm just trying to do my job.
Fucking interviewers are retarded, bro. Like, they ask you all these questions. What the fuck are they doing? Studying for a test?
Dude, okay. I want to talk about this, right? Remember, you guys remember that scene in Infinity War where fucking the fucking witch and Vision?
Wanda?
Yeah, that bitch. And, like, they were being attacked by fucking Thanos' children, right? Then, then fucking old man Captain America, blonde bitch Karen, Black Widow, and fucking Falcon showed up. And they kicked their ass, yeah, blah, 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 whatever. They get on the fucking ship, right? And Black Widow goes, She goes, I thought we had a deal. Like, if I was Vision or the fucking witch in that situation, I'm like, oh I'm sorry. Oh. I didn't expect aliens to come and attack us out of nowhere.
No. Oh, look who it is. It's the powerless bitch talking. Bro, we both got magical powers and fucking space-time shit. You got a fucking baton. Get the fuck out of here.
No, you're forgetting it's electric.
Dude, she got a taser with a stick.
Bro, it's the difference. It's the difference between the kid that has a fucking Ben 10 watch and the fucking kid with the stick. Like, we always know who's the Chad. Like, no, the fucking stick. Listen, there is nothing more Chad-like than a motherfucker pulling up to school in a Ben 10 watch. Like, you knew that motherfucker was gonna grow four arms on you.
Let's talk about time travelers.
What?
You guys think they
on the web page with like full like
oh shit, fuck
conspiracy theories, aren't you?
No, I literally just came up with that. I'm a fucking genius.
Okay. I wish you left after that. So I just
listen. About time travel. Listen.
Do you guys think that time travel? Fucking you shut up, bitch!
Hey Siri, call the president.
Fuck off.
Hey Siri, call President Obama.
God damn it. Okay, before I get answered or get called, Deontay, since you're the since you're the only sane person here, do you think that time traveling in the past will work?
You are stupid. You just said time traveling in the past.
How is that stupid? Just answer the goddamn question.
Let me talk. I have something to say. Okay, thank you. So, here's what I think. Oh, fucking bitch. Holy fuck. Anyway, here's what I think. Shit. I'm getting a call. Hello?
Hello, welcome to the bread detection hotline.
How you called me.
No, you called me.
I'm pretty sure you called me.
Listen, man, what do you want? What do you want? Do you want my money?
Yeah, I actually want to decline that offer.
Nigerian prince.
You gonna respond to me, a little shit? Why'd you call me? I think he has me on the line for the FBI.
Okay, so wait.
Okay.
Give me a second. Okay, guys. So, we have a guest on the line. I don't know. His name is Loser from.
I actually have a guest on.
No. We're bringing my guest on first, okay? Hi, loser from Loser Town. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, President Obama.
Yeah. What would you like to talk about today?
One second. I have to deal with this call. Never mind. It's done. Wait, hold on. Let me call. Wait. What? Who is the guest?
Okay, Deontay, do you think going into the past would work?
Oh, shit, I gotta be right back.
In 2060, I'm calling it specifically.
No, not even. I'm not saying when, I'm saying would.
Yes.
Do you think time traveling into the past would work?
Yeah.
Okay, give me a second. Listen, man, I can't get the cocaine right now. I'm in the middle of recording a podcast. Oh, you down? Okay, cool. Here. All right. Okay, guys, we have a new guest on the podcast. His name goes by C. Kane, okay? His name goes by C. Kane. Welcome to the podcast.
Yo, it's your boy, C. Kane, the best crackhead in town. I sell the best stuff, you know.
Yo, dude, we're family friendly.
Sorry, my bad. All right, what you guys talking about? I can give the best crackhead opinion.
Dude, no crack. We can't say crack. We can't say crack.
Okay. Just tell me what you're talking about.
Wow. Oh, okay. Okay, guys. Sorry. Technical difficulties. Anyways, we were about to ask. What do you think about cocaine?
You got any other topic coming? I'm gonna rant about this one. Oh shit.
This is so stupid.
Yo, dude. We can't talk about cocaine. Well, we can't talk about cocaine.
I think he's having a brain aneurysm.
Okay, don't listen. Okay. I heard you were talking about time travel. I've heard there's time, but I can tell you something about that.
Okay.
Listen, man. The U.S. government, the fucking UFOs, man. You ever heard about those?
Yeah.
Listen, man. Those UFOs are time travelers.
Why are you breathing so heavily?
I'm running.
You're running?
Listen, man. I don't have too much time. You gotta take my word for this. The UFOs, those are the time travelers. Listen, if you oil yourself up and you slide down a bowling lane in the bowling alley, the pin man, he'll pick you up. He'll bring you to the forbidden place where you can speak to God, but only on Tuesdays and if you're cracked out.
So the time travel, or to find this secret location, you must be cracked out on the drug cocaine?
Yeah, and you gotta oil yourself up real good. Slide along the bowling lane.
What oil do you recommend? Coconut oil or essential oil?
Olive oil. Olive oil also works. Any kind of oil, or fossil fuel too.
Even gasoline.
Anything that makes you slippery, bro.
Even
cum.
Oh my god.
That's what you use. Okay. Well, thanks for coming on to the podcast.
You can't forget what I told you.
Okay. Sorry about that. Don't know who he was. Just called my phone. Anyways. Deontay, so let's talk about time travel.
Oh my god.
Listen, man. We can't have you on the podcast. You're ruining it.
I'm almost there. I don't know who the fuck you're talking to.
I thought he said hee. I thought he was going to start.
We're the bread detection hotline.
Yeehaw! We're on the podcast. I'm hoping you're all white.
Well, no, we actually have an African American on our podcast.
Fuck you say? I want to hear you say that one more time. Very clearly, too. And I want to let you know I have 82 guns in my household. I can't read, I can't write, I fucked my mother, I fucked my cousin.
We have an African.
I'm from the South. And there's nothing I hate more than an African American.
I thought he was just going to end it with, I'm from the South.
Sorry. What? I think the phone is cut.
Oh, I guess it's cut now. I'll see you later. Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, guys.
That man, I feel like I can be good friends with that man.
We don't condone racism here on the Bread Detection Hotline. I don't know that man.
I got to deal with some personal business.
Oh, dude, you missed a whole lot, man. We had a drug addict on the podcast.
Really? That's crazy, racist. Bro.
Yeah, you kind of sound like them both. Bro. Yeah. Wait, so where were you?
I was stuck in the laundry. Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame. Anyway, we were going to continue talking about time travel.
I actually met this interesting man who told me something about a bowling alley.
I don't recommend you listen to him. Just.
I get you. I feel you.
Anyways.
No, you don't.
Back to the topic.
What about the bully now?
Nothing about the bully. Oh, my God.
Deontay, why'd you bring up the bully now?
Why did you bring?
Yeah, I'm going to call back. I'm going to call that Southern guy again.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. So keep your mouth
shut. Listen, don't let him hear you. You know what those type of people do.
Yeah. Heard he had like 28 guns in his house.
He said 80.
Oh, 80. Wow, that's more than 28. let's talk about time travel. So, do you guys think it's better to travel back into the past?
Traveling back into the past, I feel like could actually mess a lot of stuff up. Like, you never know what happened. Like, you know, the mistakes that happened on this planet is what led us up to today. And I don't think that there's any reason to go back and change anything unless we're like on the brink of like extinction, you know?
I literally can't go back. Otherwise, I
Deontay. Yeah, if Deontay goes back, he doesn't have any rights. If I go back, I get drafted into the military and I fucking die because I'm a little skinny kid. If Mikey goes back, fuck, I don't know what the fuck happens.
What happens?
Yeah. Oh yeah. They. Oh, we don't know what happens, huh? Yeah. No one knows what happens to Mikey, huh? The Mexican, huh?
He gets drafted too.
Yeah, sure. Mexican gets drafted to Iran. Anyways, in your own opinion, how do you guys think time travel like?
Ooh. Like how? Do okay, you, so like, you guys know how like if you like working? Fucking. So like time is weird. If you're moving at like fast a speed, time will pass slower for you than other people. You can like go past the Earth like super fast, like and go counterclockwise like at a super speed, and you'll come back and everybody and it'll be like 100 years have passed and no time has passed for you. You guys know that, right? Well, what if time travel is all like just going around Earth like fast?
But I feel like you have to spin Earth that way.
Well, Earth is already spinning. You could probably
No,
like it's like I know it's spinning, but it's spinning in like that.
Well, you could always
like,
go like counterclockwise direction. Or like clockwise, counterclockwise. Wait, you could go in different directions around the Earth. You could go up. You could go down, and that could all affect like the type of time that you're doing or some shit. You feel me?
Yeah, but like how. How would you like spin it?
I don't fucking know. Do I look like a time traveler to you?
Turntable. Yeah.
That's why I'm saying, in your own
fucking
words,
look it up, dumbass.
In your own opinion, how do you think? you know what? I'm gonna call back that racist and see if he's see if he hates white people.
He's from the South. Why would he?
You never know. You never know if white people hate white people.
Oh, I gotta take this. I'll be back, guys.
Okay, guys. So we're gonna have a new guest.
It's been 26 minutes of this.
And here he is now. Hello?
Easy. You've reached the Buckwheat household. How may I help you?
Hi. We wanted to ask you. I'm with the Bread Detection Hotline. We're a podcast that's available everywhere on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more.
I already told you I don't know how to read or write. How the fuck am I supposed to look this up?
Well, listen here, motherfucker. We have a question for you. Do you hate white people?
That is absolutely what I am. I'm
fucking my mother. Answer our question.
We have a question for you. Do you hate white people?
Listen, man, there's only one thing I gotta say. White is right.
Oh, my God. Oh, that one just...
I'm listening from Europe. I don't like them Europeans.
Europe.
Or if they not from the South, they're not right.
So what about California? What about California?
You know, if there's one thing I hate in this world, it's fucking California.
What about Rhode Island?
Oh, Rhode Island.
What about New York?
No, fuck New York.
What about Louisiana?
Fuck What the fuck is Louisiana?
Yo, it's a boot. It's shaped like a boot.
I just want to see his reaction. Yo, ask him how he feels about Chicago.
How do you feel about Chicago?
What the fuck is Chicago?
What about Alabama?
Oh, yeah, home sweet home, baby. I don't know. What is the other state but this state? I'm pretty sure it's just Texas, California.
California.
It's a good one, Alabama.
So, now, I'm not trying to be stereotypical here, but I'm pretty sure a few African American people live in Alabama. So, and you said you hate.
You're fucking joking. You're joking.
Oh, no.
I got some work to do.
You got some work to do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for coming on to the podcast. Now let me just hang up this guy. So, guys.
Hey, Lord, I have a question.
So, sure.
I have a question.
Yeah, what's your question?
You're white,
right? Hang up. Okay. Okay, that guy's gone. Guys, we don't condone racism. Racism is not cool.
Oh God, no.
He's coming back. Can I answer?
Answer.
Sorry, the phone cut out. Hello?
I called to make a confession of love.
Is that him?
Yeah. Okay.
My heart pounds when I talk to you. I don't want anyone.
Oh, no.
I love this episode. This has to be our best episode.
Dude, we've been trying to talk about time travel for like 6 minutes.
And there's already... Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay.
You said my heart pounds for you.
Hello, welcome to the Bread Detection Hotline. How may I help you?
When are you going to come and pick us up, man?
That's a...
Sorry, what?
Oh, my God. That's
just
at the border.
Wait,
for you. Like, me... El Tostada. El Casadella. I know that's not how you say it, man. It's pronunciation, man. I got a speech disorder.
Wait. So where did I leave you?
The border, dog.
Oh, shit, man. I'm sorry. I just got cut up.
Oh, he's a wild.
Nah, man. I don't do that anymore. Sorry, Quan.
Was that him or you that hung up?
Him. He hung up. Okay, dude, this is amazing. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Give me a second. Let me finish. There's one more topic we got to talk about, but we'll see how long this goes on for. Hello, welcome to the Bread Detection Hotline. How may I help you?
Hello, welcome to the Bread Detection Hotline. How may I help you?
No, you called me, sir.
Wait, Mikey?
Wait, Jesse, is that you?
Oh, shit. Yeah, what's up,
Mike? Dude, where are you? We're recording a podcast right now.
Bro, I'm stuck in the fucking laundry again.
Well, then get the fuck out of there.
It's so
fucking difficult, man. I've been calling people to help me. They keep on picking up their phone and calling you.
Go get your stepbro.
Oh.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, he's really good with getting people, like... Dude, this is awesome. This is amazing.
Yeah, what? Oh my God, dude. I think the monster got him from your dreams.
Hello, welcome to the Bread Detection Hotline. How may I help you? No, we're not even going to get there.
Yeah, no, we're not even going to go there.
We already had the white guy. We're not going to that.
So black's not cool?
First of all, you heard what he was. You heard. Oh, God damn it! You already heard the noises he was making, man. Hello, welcome to the Bread Detection Hotline. How may I help you?
You have a team that I've seen. They're all over.
No, this is
sir, you're talking to a podcast host.
Help!
What's going on, sir?
They see me.
Oh no! Hang up, sir, on. Hang up.
I
on
think
him.
I think you should call the police.
No, just hang up on them.
God damn it! Okay. We're not gonna get to that last topic. He's gonna call one more time. I bet he is. Oh, nope, he's back. He's back. Hey man, where you been?
I don't know, man. Where you been? Sucking laundry.
Oh, huh?
No, it wasn't my stepbro. I don't have a stepbro. It was a monkey, like a literal gorilla ran up to me and started like. He grabbed my phone and called you too.
Gorilla glue. Gorilla glue.
Oh.
Yeah, did he manage? That's did weird. He like ever get a call from a gorilla?
Yeah, I did, and I just hung up because
that was a gorilla.
I could say so much shit.
I know.
Okay, well. Let's get a bit. Wait, let's get a bit serious. Here, okay?
We're gonna talk in.
No.
Hey Siri, call Victor.
Just never pick up this time. Okay.
Oh no! Don't call Deontay. It's gonna shut off. It's gonna shut off. No. God damn it.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box.
Good job, yo.
He's not fucking here anymore. I made good work.
I God got rid damn of him it, for good. Bitch.
Fuck that dude.
Yikes. Oh, sorry. Didn't see you there. This whole part of the podcast has to be cut out for words that shouldn't have been said. Yeah. We should be back to this podcast, back to the episode in a tiny bit, like probably now.
No, you should definitely cut that out.
I guess.
No, please, my future.
Nah, we'll leave it in. No, we'll talk to.
I'm your fucking manager.
No, I am. I run this thing.
I'll pay you $5 to cut that out.
Yeah, so we'll talk to the man. What the fuck?
Everything is a bird.
Hey, Deontay. What's that username say?
What is his username?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't even know. I feel like if I try pronouncing that, I'm going to say the N-word.
N-R-J-G-T.
I don't know. Okay. Let's get
into a serious topic. Hey.
We're going into
serious mode. Yeah. Okay. We're going all on right. Serious. Deontay, you have to talk like this.
It's a serious topic. Let me light my cigar.
Deontay, we need you to talk like this. No, we don't want you
we
to
wanna
listen.
Hear that voice
we,
of yours.
We want to hear your voice, just but in a smooth voice. Yeah.
You're killing the fucking vibe, Deontay. You might have to get out of here. Let me get rid of him real quick. Hey, Siri, call Victor.
No. No, you. Oh, my God.
Hey,
no.
Siri. Call Victor. All right. Victor. He's gone.
I hate you.
Oh, what? Intercepted? Naughty. Hello?
Intercepted. Okay, so okay,
right, we're gonna get into a serious topic. Okay.
Serious topic. Okay. We're gonna go ahead and talk about emotions. Well.
Dude, he looks like a fucking robber. Jesse just FaceTime me, and he has his mic cover over his fucking
hey
like,
Siri, FaceTime
whole nose
Mikey.
And shit. It's a like it's a circle, so it's just covering his.
Oh my god!
Damn
I'm
it!
Never gonna... What was that noise?
Go ahead. Fucking answer. Fucking answer.
You know answer the fucking call.
Hold your fucking horses, okay? Okay. Fuck you. Fuck you. Okay.
Kid, you want to buy some cocaine?
Okay. Okay. We're getting into a serious topic, okay?
I was gonna say we should add Deontay, but
that's not gonna work. Okay. Serious topic.
Cut your hair, first of all.
You need to cut your.
Yo, you want us to be crazy, bro? Look at this shit.
Dude, what the fuck is that? Dude, looks like a fucking snake on your head.
All right.
Okay, we're gonna get into a serious topic, okay?
Dear fucking God. Emotions.
Oh my God!
You're killing the vibe, man. I'll dramatically take off my sunglasses again. Okay. Dear God.
Okay, we're getting into a serious topic, okay?
I just want to be fucking.
We're gonna go ahead. We're gonna go. Hey. Okay. Hey, shut the fuck up. We're getting into a serious topic.
Okay. Deontay, I'm gonna buy some fish slippers.
Okay.
Only $22 with free returns.
Okay. We're gonna shut the fuck up. Hey, shut the fuck up. We're talking about emotions, okay? Okay, so I got this little story from some random stranger.
Oh, whoops. Seems like the podcast got disrupted. We had some technical difficulties. We'll explain that later in this. I'm just going to voice over what was said before. Make sure you download Anchor and make sure you share the podcast. This dumb, shitty podcast. I know it's shit, but we enjoy doing it. Some of you guys enjoy listening to it. So thank you. And yeah. Hope you enjoy the rest. We're going to try to do this podcast more than once a week because quarantine sucks. And yeah. Don't know what else to say. Make sure you download Anchor. Follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and any other place besides SoundCloud. We're going to try to get on SoundCloud. Don't know if that's going to work, though. But, yeah. Hopefully, the future for this podcast works out. If you hate this podcast, good for you. Hope you hate it more and more if you keep listening to it. Make sure you share it to someone else who might hate it as well, because who knows, you might have a friend that's like, hey, this podcast is shit, let me share this to my other friend that thinks podcasts are shit or something. I don't know. The podcast is about to continue again in a little bit, so yeah, I'll stop rambling and you can enjoy the rest of this dumb, stupid podcast. Thank you.
Welcome back. Jesse had to end the whole thing because he's a dumb fuck, and that whole like little cut was like all his issue, like it was his whole problem. He's responsible for that segment to end.
Okay.
Yeah, Jesse, why'd you do it?
But we're gonna continue anyways. We're not gonna give Jesse a chance to explain himself because he already did it.
Hey, what if I told you I have a recording of you saying that you ended it?
Mikey.
It's over for you.
You have no. Oh, you want to blackmail me?
Listen, man, we don't need to. You know what? I ended it. Yeah. What can I say? Yeah.
How can you blackmail someone?
Okay. Seriousness. Okay, I'm not going to. Jesse, don't close it again. Okay?
We're
getting serious.
I never got my answer.
Okay, we're gonna continue again. We're getting serious voices. Everyone have their serious voices.
My serious voice ready.
Deontay, mm-hmm. Have your serious voice ready. Speak, bitch. Do you have your serious voice ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have this story from this guy. He will remain anonymous. And I'll kick it off.
He's gonna kick it off.
It's sent in like two parts. No, I'll read the first part.
Dear God.
It's only in Arabic.
Okay. Okay, so I'm gonna start right now.
He's gonna start right now.
This guy.
This right? guy, so, right?
Likes this girl.
Oh, he likes that girl.
Where a guy likes.
He told her how he felt, right?
Oh, okay. God, he did.
They talked.
They fucking talked. Holy shit.
They talked.
Days passed, and the girl says she's getting attached, right? Okay. Everyone with me?
She got attached like a barnacle.
On a ship.
And the guy feels happy and thinks he's doing good, right? All right, okay.
He thinks he's doing good. What could go wrong?
Next day, their conversations.
Next time on Dragon Ball Z. No,
next day, their conversations were as if nothing happened the day before, right? Right? Their conversations were drier than the Sahara Desert.
Drier than your mom's pussy.
Not her fault, because he does it too. He has the dry conversations as well. Only because he doesn't want to seem annoying. That's the first part, okay?
He doesn't want to seem annoying. Dear God.
But it turns out.
I don't know.
We'll just get into the next part. We'll just get into the next part as quick as possible.
No.
So the guy felt extremely lost and confused with himself.
He was
lost and
confused. Dear God.
He just felt as if she didn't care.
He told her
that, but she denies it.
She denies
He still feels as if it's not true. So he decided to distract himself from her and didn't talk to her. And when they did, it wouldn't be emotion related.
So it'd be emotionless.
Exactly that word. Does he still like her? Yes. Does he want to talk to her?
Yes.
No.
Oh, fuck.
Why?
Because he's retarded.
Because he's gonna go back into the hole he just climbed out of. That's the story. Let's give him a round of applause.
Pretty cool, GL. Send me your tits.
Okay, serious time is over. So, what do you guys think about this guy? Do you think he's retarded?
Yes.
No. Deontay, stop being a fucking dick sucker.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, cool. So, I think Deontay, and depends on if that person listens to this. I'll explain to Jesse who it is. I'll tell him after this. But there would only be like two or three people that know this guy. And yeah.
But up, up.
Cool.
10 out of 10. Best movie.
This year, call Mikey Obama.
Oh my God.
Damn it.
Hey, Siri. Call Mikey Obama.
Calling Mikey Obama.
Calling Mikey Obama.
Hello, welcome to the Bread Detection Hotline. How may I help you?
Hello, welcome to the Bread Detection Hotline. How may I help you?
Okay, just hang up.
Boop, boop, boop.
So what is the Bread Detection Hotline? I want to know what
it is. Fucking garbage.
It's a podcast with four of the most dumbest human beings on Earth and a black guy. Oh, wait, no, it's three dumbest human beings and a black guy. I can't do my math.
That would explain why you're one of the dumbest people on Earth.
Okay, so in this podcast, we learned Deontay's a pussy of elevators. Jesse is emo as fuck.
I have 82 split personalities.
That too.
And I felt trapped in my own body.
Okay, buddy. Okay. So we'll end it here. Thanks to Anchor. Without Anchor, this wouldn't even be a thought process.
Yes, it would.
I mean, it would, but we wouldn't get paid.
Oh yeah, we making bank.
Let's see the bank. Let's see how much money we got.
I bet you it's around $2 now. Went up a couple cents.
Don't boost our own ego.
$1.57.
Oh my god, you were 2 cents off.
No!
$1.55.
This makes me sad.
You were so close.
So close.
Yet so far, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I am.
Yeah, I don't know what else to talk about. Unless you guys have something to say.
Hold on.
Hold on. Sorry, I have something else to do.
Oh, well, fuck him. Hey, white man. God fucking damn it. Really gonna ignore me like that?
Yeah.
Hey. We have a podcast that we're supposed to be recording. Hey. And new member of the podcast, the whole entire alphabet. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey.
So you're new around here. Do you go by a name, like an actual name, and not the entire alphabet because you're a self-conscious little bitch?
See.
Oh, you're Mexican. Hey, what's up, man?
Yo, what's up, homie? You're in the taco shop.
Not gonna say anything, just gonna laugh. You think this is a joke? This is serious, Deontay. Or the entire alphabet.
Listen up here, the entire alphabet, also known as A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Listen up here. I have one thing to say to you. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
Yes, I will.
Nice.
You guys gonna get married?
Maybe.
Okay, wait, we're ending this podcast now. Thanks for listening. Thank you to Eggy, who has a split personality disorder, and thank you to the entire alphabet.
You're welcome.
This has been the Bread Detection Hotline, and we'll see you tomorrow because someone wants to do this multiple times a week.